JWT stands for JSON Web Token, and that's because the payload of the JWT token is actually a JSON, even if it's base64 encoded. And this token is usually used in web application, and very often, or in past in history, I saw very often people were creating something that they were calling user tickets. They put some data to a query string. They didn't want the users to be able to see the data, so they encrypted that token and they put it to that query string, or maybe to a cookie, or maybe to some header. And this way, the exchange of some sensitive data, or maybe important data, was done.